Australian music. Home and Hosed on Triple J.
In 2008, hip-hop duo Horror Show were fresh out of high school. They'd been secretly writing rhymes and creating beats. The brooding album they were putting together was called The Grey Space. They showed it to Earthboy, got signed to Elephant Tracks, and Triple J featured the album. And now a decade on, Horror Show are still connecting with fans on a deeper level. They're celebrating The Grey Space and getting ready to play it again to sold-out crowds around the country. Horror Show have always been two blokes, solo on the mic and at it on the fader. They dropped into Triple J to talk about how the hip-hop scene has evolved, how they feel about these songs 10 years on, and I started by asking them how they first got together.
We were friends before we ever started doing music or, you know, performing together or any of that. We were in like a band, and I remember we covered Californication when we were like 15, you know, in front of like the whole school. We started listening to hip-hop around that time when we were like 13, 14. I feel like maybe through 80% of the music that we were actually writing through that time ended up on The Grey Space.
It's pretty much the first like 13 tracks that we ever made together, you know?
And that's why it's funny for us to like revisit it.
Welcome to the manifesto of a man who stood the test of time. 17 years still here to testify. I pour my heart into every line. Even so, you probably could have made a better vibe.
Let's head back to 2008. Talk me through the Australian hip-hop scene at the time. What it was like in your eyes as... You guys were like 17, 18?
I think by the time the record dropped in 2008, we were like 19, 20. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was a different scale of thing. You know, it was a much smaller community of artists. And I think still a lot of people in Australia weren't necessarily taking the genre quite as seriously, you know. You definitely had people kicking down doors by that time, like the Hilltop Hoods and Bliss and Esso and stuff. But the music wasn't looked at in the same way, and it wasn't kind of as accepted or as integrated and also as diverse as it is now. So it was definitely a really, really different time.
Were they kind of that first Australian act that's sort of showed you that it was possible?
Yeah, I think the Hilltop Hoods really were like the gateway drug, discovering a much closer connection with hip-hop. Like, from there, it was pretty much overnight. Like, I just kind of went and discovered all sorts of different artists, including The Herd.
Don't get me wrong, I love it when you answer, but would you say ho if I said Pauline Hanson, live from the Elephant Mansion? Imagine
all that stuff kind of went into the melting pot and made me want to try my hand at writing tunes. And, you know, Addit had already kind of, he was quite fascinated by production and how beats were made and how samples got flipped and things like that. So around the same time, almost kind of independently of each other, but at the same time, very much, I think, inspiring each other, Addit was starting to tinker around with how to produce music, and I was starting to write songs in a very private kind of way. And I think that's why the album has such a kind of a different sort of quality to it, because it's music being made by people who don't have an audience for their music. You know, they're just literally making it for themselves. It's really cool to remember that time and how exciting it all was, how kind of new and fresh and inspiring it was. And yeah, it's mad to look back as well on the growth of that Australian scene and community, and to think about the fact that we've played at least some small part in the evolution of hip-hop in this country.
Haven't thought about that in years. Now it's all coming back so clear. Ghosts in my past, lying with the phone in the dark, talking shit just to hear you laugh. Wild horses are what you told me, till we drift apart. And I still think of your face every time it rains, and I wonder, in a different time and place, could we find a way to one another?
So looking back on the album now, are there songs that you are still extremely proud of, and then are there ones that are you like, that seems like we were 16 then? Or like, you can tell we're 15 on that one.
When we started rehearsing for the tour, we were not sure like how it was going to feel like.
Yeah, we probably started rehearsing earlier for this tour than we've ever like started rehearsals. Usually, you know, we'll be like, oh yeah, let's do it early so we're not rushing, and it'll end up being like, oh, we're 3 weeks away from tour, we better get into it. But this time, no, we took the time to be like, yeah, let's go over these songs, just because, I mean, we don't really play them live.
Some of them we've never really played live before.
Exactly. But looking back, I can only think of like two real like cringeworthy moments. Even moments where I thought would be cringeworthy, they're actually, nah, you know what? That's kind of cool because it was coming from like an honest place. There's like a guitar solo on the final track of the album. It's a bit like, yeah, what was I doing back then? You
know? And for me, there's just like a couple of lines, like the way they're done and stuff is just like so basic, you know? But yeah, definitely a couple moments that we've outgrown. There's only so many hours in a day, but each one's a chance for each of us to have a main song. You get yours and I'll get mine. The headlines, it's clear now we're here to stay. There's only so many hours in a day, but each one's a chance for each of us to have a main song. You get yours and I'll get mine. The headlines, it's clear now we're here to stay.
You're with Declan Byrne on Home and Host on Triple J, and right now we're speaking with hip-hop duo Horror Show, MC Solo and producer Addit. They're celebrating 10 years since their debut, The Grey Space. Soon, we're going to dig into what's so special about this duo's relationship, but I want to ask, why is The Grey Space still finding new audiences?
I think the thing with this record is like, comes from that place of kind of teenage sort of angst and uncertainty about your place in the world and your dreams and where you kind of would like to see yourself, and that a lot of that insecurity and stuff that I think a lot of young people have, whether it's warranted in retrospect or not, I think a lot of people kind of go through that. They wandered over drugs and
alcohol in the memory of what it's like to really have a soul. Well, let's talk about the fans, because the fans just like love this record and love you guys. Was that from pretty much the moment you put this out that you had those hardcore fans?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have always had that kind of slightly deeper connection with people who enjoy our music. People either don't know about us or it's not necessarily for them, or people find a much kind of deeper personal relationship with the music. And yeah, it's also meant that over the years, people have stuck with us.
Well, what about when you see someone with the lines you've written tattooed on them? Do you remember the first time you saw someone?
Yeah,
that?
I think it was outside the Factory Theatre. I think I remember after the show, this chick like showing me that she had our logo tattooed on her arm, and pretty mind-blowing. I don't want to say it's not special now because it still is, but I've seen, I don't know, I would guess somewhere in the order of like 100 tattoos.
Wow.
of our stuff, you know, and it's our logo a lot, which our logo was designed by Jimmy Nice from Spit Syndicate. So it's always been a kind of integral part of who we are and our identity as a band and stuff. Hit up six when I run, they hide. The plan 2020 with a one-day side, baby. Are you the party life? So
get drunk, take drugs, make love, and we'll do it all again tomorrow night. Solo, I want you to describe Addit and why you think like Addit's beats and Addit is so special. Like what sets him apart? And then Addit, be prepared, you can do it for Nick as well.
Almost all the music that I've created, I've made with Addit. He has a really brilliant like understanding of mood. You know, I really appreciate his ability to kind of create these different canvases. That have such a strong, like evocative feeling to them, you know. He can produce a mood and stuff, but he can also make a groove and something for you to dance to. And so that's one ingredient. And then also just his incredible intellect.
Addit, your turn. That's a hard one to top. But why have people got, you know, stanzas tattooed on their inner chest?
I think Solo has a very unique ability to illuminate the essence of a subject or a feeling or an emotion in a way that I haven't seen anyone else do. He can really communicate and articulate. Life gets ugly, writing rhymes to Jeff Buckley, a cold and broken hallelujah for this crash test dummy. Exactly what it feels like to go through a breakup, for example, or feel sad. And the transmission of that feeling is so like authentic and raw and honest that it kind of, you know, slaps people in the face and like makes them really sit and like take notice. Yeah, yeah, we're both need a hug after this.
Yeah, we'll hug it out in a minute. Before we hug it out, one of the recent songs which is off Bardo State and Triple J's been playing a lot of is Eat the Cake. Is there a message somewhere in Eat the Cake 10 years on of about growing up, about how you guys have changed?
I don't know if Eat the Cake is the one. I think there are songs on Bardo State, the new album, that I think hark back to the Grey Space in an interesting way. I guess the big one for me that I was thinking about on the weekend would be Push, which is another song we did with this 17-year-old kid called Taj Ralph. And the song's all about chasing your dream and how you have to sometimes make sacrifices and how you really have to pick a path through life. And sometimes you're going to get to achieve certain parts of what you want to do, and sometimes you're not. Some things are going to fall by the wayside and whatever, and how you really have to navigate all that stuff to kind of get where you're going. And you know, the sort of aspirational vibe of the Grey Space and some of the pipe dreams and things that I was imagining then that have gone on to be reality now, and how those, you know, it's kind of like an interesting conversation with my past self.
Push is a great one because even when we were chatting earlier, we were laughing about how, you know, dramatic your teenage years can be, and it's not for anyone else to say that, to sort of discredit how you are feeling or like invalidate that.
Nick Bryan-Smith and Added Gouchen from Horror Show on Home and Host tonight. The Grey Space Tour is kicking around the country, but get in quick because a lot of shows are sold out.
Home and Host with Declan Byrne on Triple J.